Today is a momentous occasion where we finish for the 39th time the Siyum HaRambam of Shloisha Prokim, as well as the 13th time the Bar Mitzvah of those which are learning Perek Echad of the Rambam. So obviously the Chagiga, the celebration of such a momentous occasion and event, should be felt very strongly by Klal Yisrael Bechlal, and by Adas Chassidim Bifrat, and Talmidei Atmimim Beproti Protius, especially that this year we had a taste of what it means to celebrate a Siyum. For months and months there were advertisements that the Siyum is coming. That Siyum was referring to the Siyum Hashas, where thousands of Yidin from around the world gathered together in mass to celebrate the finishing of the Talmud Bavli, the Siyum HaShas, which gives us a taste of what the shturim we should have for the Siyum HaRambam of the Rebbe's Takona. If a Takona of Reb Meir Shapiro, which was a Groise Godel, but his Takona was Neskabel B'Tfutzes Yisrael, elicits such a celebration, how much more so a Takona from the Moshe Rabbeinu Shebedor, which me Moshe ad Moshe laikom ke Moshe, which is said on the Rambam, Befrat, the Nosi of our generation, the Rebbe who's laikom ke Moshe b'chol adoires, how much more so the Rebbe's Takona should bring out such a hislavos and such a simcha by Klal Yisrael b'chlal, and by Adas HaChassidim b'frat. There is a famous story that one time a man looks at his window, he smiles, and he calls over his wife. And he tells his wife, I want to tell you that today I'm so happy. Why are you so happy today? Because for the last few weeks, I've been looking into our neighbor's yard, which is right next door, and I see that it's filthy. Today I look out and Baruch Hashem, they clean their yard, and the yard looks so nice and clean. The wife looks at her husband, and she says, my dear husband Moshe, last night I cleaned the windows. Everything can be looked at in different ways. We all have our own window, we all have our own perspective on things. There is a certain perspective that I would like to share with you today, which is not just regarding the Siyum HaRambam, but it's regarding all events that are taking place this year, but we're going to focus on the Siyum HaRambam. There are certain things that come and go. Then there are certain things which are supposed to be nispashit and nimshach for the entire year. It seems like an eternity. It seems like years that we celebrated Yud Shvat Shivim Shana, the 70 years of the Rebbe's Nesiyas. At the time, it was considered Chag HaChagim, the greatest Yomtiv, Shivim Shana of the Rebbe's Nesiyas. And the Rebbe used an expression in the Sicha regarding Shivim Shana, that Shivim Shana is Shleimus HaNesiyas. It's the completion of Nesiyas of a Nasi. At the time, everyone was like, wow, it's Shivim Shana. But then came events, for example, Corona and other things, and it seems to have been forgotten. In truth, a Chassid who's looking at things through the Rebbe's window would see every event that's taking a place this year through the lens of Shivim Shana. It's impossible that something is going on in the world right after Yud Shvat, the Shleimus HaNesiyas, which is not connected to Shivim Shana. The Shleimus HaNesiyas of the Rebbe is about bringing Moshiach Lamata. So obviously everything that's taking place has to be understood through that lens and through that understanding. This leads us to the unique Siyum HaRambam that we are being choygig today. In addition to the fact that every chassid is celebrating the Siyum, whether you're learning Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shloisha Prokim, or Perek Echad, it's all coming together in one event, which is humongous. And in addition to the fact that this is the bar mitzvah celebration, which is a shleimus in its own sense, the fact that the siyum is taking place on Shivasar B'Tammuz should be a very, very telling and inspiring message to each and every one of us. There is a famous sicha, the sicha of Balak Tov Shinun Aleph, where the Rebbe says, isn't it ironic, isn't it amazing, that a day of a fast day should be the 17th of the month, which 17 is Gematria Toiv? 17 is the number good, Toiv. How is it that Toiv Tammuz comes out to be a fast day, a day which is seemingly connected to the Churban? And the Rebbe explains that Be'etzem, each fast day, is good, it's a Yoim Ratzon LaHashem, like the words of the Rambam. And the closer we get to Moshiach, the more and more we're going to see the good of each fast day, until it eventually gets turned over officially, like when Moshiach comes, L'sosinu l'simcho l'mayadim toivim. But the closer we get, the more and more the good will be revealed. I saw in the Sefer Nyoni Shel Moshiach, he brings a mashal. For example, somebody that was sentenced to prison on Shivasar B'Tammuz for 80 years, he's in prison. So for the first 60 years, every day that Shivasar B'Tammuz would come, it reminds him of the day he went into prison. But the closer he's getting to leave prison, so Shivasar B'Tammuz, he thinks more about that's the day where he's going to leave prison. The fact that this is the date of his leaving the prison is more and more felt by him as the years get closer and closer to his actual leaving of prison. The Rebbe brings an example. And the Rebbe said historically, the month of Tammuz is a month of Churban. With the Geula of the Friedeke Rebbe, Yud Beis Tammuz, Yud Gimel Tammuz, it was Mahapich, the month, and now when Chassidim hear the Chodesh Tammuz, they don't say, oh, Chodesh HaChurban, we speak about it as Chodesh HaGeula. All of a sudden, the Geula part of Tammuz is felt. But that was Yud Beis Tammuz. But when was it ever felt that Shivasar B'Tammuz is a Yom Tov? We've never had that actual feeling. We have the month of Tammuz as a Yom Tov. But when has it been felt that Shivasar B'Tammuz is a Yom Tov? When have we tasted Moshiach in its most real sense? Comes along Shivim Shana, and the Rebbe's Nesias, the 70 years, Shleimus HaNesias, and all of a sudden on Shivasar B'Tammuz, we are tasting a Yom Tov. We are feeling Yom Tov, this is the day of the Siyum HaRambam. And that's Tam a Siyum of Kol Klal Yisrael. Whether you're learning Shloish Perokim, Perek Echad, Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is a day we're celebrating Shleimus HaNesias, and the shleimus of Torah, and a completion of Torah. There's a famous story, which I heard from Reb Gavriel Tziner, the Mechaber of the Nite Gavriel, and exactly the protem, I don't know, remember the details, but to the extent he like told the Rebbe that by Imlek Sechop, that you shouldn't say Tachnun on the day of the Siyum HaRambam. And the Rebbe told him, Seglai Chazach, that you should actually, it's a real Yom Tov. Yidden are finishing Kol HaTorah Kula. This is a gewaldike day. When has it been in the history of Klal Yisrael that Shivasar B'Tammuz is mamish, mamish, a Yom Tov ad kidei kach, that there's a machshava, that we shouldn't say tachnu. We are tasting Geula in our lives today. So I want to say L'chaim. I want to wish each and every one of you a good Yom Tov, not just in the future that we know it's going to be turned over as a Yom Tov, but as a Yom Tov for the Rebbe today, that we're continuing and strengthening ourselves in the Limud HaRambam, the Rebbe's personal takana, and that more and more we shouldn't just see the simonim of Mashiach, we shouldn't just taste Mashiach, but with Chitaka be like the Rambam finishes off, the entire world will be filled with this Deyas Hashem, not simonim and not tasting, but this will be the actual Metzias Le'inei Basar with the complete Yiskalos of our Rebbe and may it be taka take it from Yad Mamash.